Greetings and welcome back to another ongoing series of Shiurim on Daf Yomi. We're at the bottom of Kiddushin Daf Chet Amud Aleph. Amar Rav Nachman. Amar lahit kachili b'maneh. If a man said to the woman, be mitkadesh to me with this money, v'niach, and he didn't have the money with him, v'niach lamashkon aleha, and he gave her instead some collateral to cover it, enam kudeshet. There's no Kiddushin. Why? Man en kan, mashkon en kan. In other words, the money's not here, and the mashkon doesn't belong to her, because, or shall we say, there's no value to the mashkon, because, the mashkon itself is not a gift, the mashkon is just a holding pattern. So the mashkon can't be the kedushin, and the money isn't there. Eitave Rava Rav Nachman, so Rava challenged to Rav Nachman as follows. Kichav mashkon mekudeshet. We have a ruling that if you're a Makadish woman with a collateral, then it works. So Rav Nachman's answer is Hata Mashkon Dacherim. That's if you were a creditor who collected a Mashkon from somebody else, and now you took it on a Kaddish woman with it. How do I know that? Could Rabbi Yitzchak? I'm Rabbi Yitzchak. We've seen this before. Minayim Lebalchov Shekona Mashkon. How do I know that the creditor owns the rights to and the property of the collateral? Shenemar, when you take collateral, you're supposed to return it. Let's say it's a night garment. You have to return it by night. Look at the entire pasuk on the page. Ulechati et stakan. By returning it, that'll be considered staka on your part. Imeno kone et staka minayin. If it's not yours, there's no staka here. The fact is that you acquired it, and by being a nice guy and giving it back to the poor man who borrowed money from you while he's getting together the money to pay you back, letting him use it every night or every day or whatever the need is, that's called staka. Mikan balchov shekona mashkon. So you see, he owns it. All right, good. So that means that when you yourself gave the girl, promised the girl money, didn't have the money, gave her a mashkon in place of it, the mashkon itself is not the kiddushin. It's representing kiddushin, but it's representing something that's not there yet, so there's no kiddushin. If, on the other hand, you're a creditor to somebody else, a third party, and you now have got the collateral, that's collateral that you now own, qua collateral. You give it now to the girl as kiddushin, it's valid, like anything else you own. Now, Bnei Rav Huna Bar Avin Zavuna Hi Amta Priti. They bought a particular slave girl for prutot, for a certain amount of money. Lo Havu B'Yahadayu, but they didn't have the money with them. Otivu Naschaleh, so they gave a silver strip, which is worth more than the prutot, but he gave a silver strip to the seller in the meantime while they got the money together. L'sof Iker Amta. And then in the meantime, the price of the slave market went up. Ato l'kamei de Rabbi Ami. So the sellers wanted to back out of the deal and say, we will only sell her for the higher price, or not at all. So they came to Rabbi Ami. Amar lehu priti enkan nascha enkan. So he said the same result. The prutot haven't been paid. The nascha is not the payment, it's just a holding pattern, therefore the deal was not consummated, and therefore they can back out, demand the higher price. Alright, Tana Rabbanan, Kachili B'maneh. Now we're gonna deal with the woman's reactions to Kiddushin. The guy says, Divin Kadesh with Maneh. Then Talto was Rakto Layam. She took it and threw it in the sea. Ola Ur, or into the fire. Ola Choldavar Avein, or any other thing that destroys it. Einam Mekudeshet. In other words, what happens here, she now owes the money to the guy because she destroyed the money. But, the Kiddushin are not valid because she demonstrated by throwing it away that she's not interested. Hashaitinu Kamehavu Kiddushin. So that means if she just threw it down in front of him, it would be Kiddushin. It's only because she destroyed it, it's not Kiddushin. So how come Relay Shakya Lobaina? Isn't she saying to him, take it, I don't want it? The answer is you're right. Lomibaya Kamar, which saying a less obvious case. Lomibaya Shaditinu Kamei Dulava Kiddushin, certainly if she just threw it in front of him. That's like spitting in his face. She doesn't want it. Zrakto Liamal Ur Ema came in the Machaibahu, but if she destroyed it, threw it away and destroyed it, since she's gonna now become obligated to pay, if she's not Mikudeshet, so then Kiddushe Kadish Nafshet must be that she really wanted Kiddushin. Vadakav the Hachi, and the reason she did it, Savrav the Kalahagavrei Ratchanahu Allah. I want to see how short his fuse is. In other words, she was testing him out to see if she really wants to marry him, to test his anger. That's what I would think. Kamash Malan, that no, it really is a rejection. Okay, so the more obvious rejection is if she throws it in front of him. The less obvious rejection, which is the one taught, is if she throws it away and destroys it. Tana Rabbanan. A guy says, Itkachili B'mana, and she says, Tneim La'aba Ula Avich. He says, Mitkadesh, here's money, and she says, give it to my father or your father. Eina Mekudeshet. In either case, it's not valid. Almanat sheyekablumli, but if she says, I accept it on condition that they accept the money on my behalf, either your father or my father, mikudeshet, then it's valid. Now, Tana Abba lodiyacha kocho dereisha, tavich lodiyacha kocho deseifa. In other words, we mentioned her father to show you how far the reisha will go, that if she doesn't make a condition, even if it's her own father, it's still not invalid. And to show, and her, and your father, the husband's, the fiancé's father, in this, to show you how far the seifa will go, that if she makes it a conditional thing, even if it's to give the money to his father, it's valid. Now, ikan shinli mimone, to name leploni. Now she just says, give it to some other guy. Eina mekudeshet. It's no good. Amanachi kablemli mekudeshet. So the same rule applies even if it's an outside party. If she makes it a condition of the kiddushin, then it's valid. But if she just says, give it to him, it's not. Utsricha, we need all both cases. If we have the first brayta, so we say, hatam hudachyam, amanachi kablemli have a kiddushin. I would think that it's only there when she makes it conditional on their acceptance that it's kiddushin. To some chadat al the ilavayu, she has an assumption that a safe assumption that they will act savra avdin lishlichutoi, that they will act and do her shlichut. Have a ploni lo, but if it's some outside guy, maybe even if she says on condition he accepts it, she's not really relying on that because he's no family member. He might not do it. Vyashmin and ploni, and if on the other hand we mention ploni, we would say hacha udichamra tenim the ploni lo havikidushin. I would think in the reisha, it's only when she says give it to some other guy that it's no kiddushin. Let me cover daita the gabe the meitvale matona, because he's not close to the family. She has no reason to give him a present. Aval abba vavich to me cover daita the gabayu, but your father, my father, actually my father or your father that there is a relationship with, ema matoni avita nialayu. I might think that when she says give it to him, meaning the first case which she said is invalid, I might think that that really is valid because she's saying, I'm taking it, now I'm giving it to them as a present. So tzricha, therefore we need both cases. Okay, Tana Rabbanan, katch lib maneh, a guy says, b'mikadesh, here's money, t'nei magabei sela, put it on this rock. Eina mekudeshet, it's no good. Maya sela shalab, it was a rock in her property, she owned the rock, mekudeshet, it's valid. Boy Rav Bibi, sela shal shnehema, what if the rock is co-owned by both of them? This girl takes us back to the 8th parak of Gittin. The answer is teku. Hitkatch lib kikar, another case. A guy says, I'm mekadesh you with this loaf of bread. Tanei olikela, she says, give it to the dog. Ana mekudeshet. Clearly she's saying, I'm not interested. My akela shalab, if it's her dog, mekudeshet. Then it's valid because that's money that she's saving, that she doesn't have to feed her dog. Bar Rav Mari, kele v'ratzachareha. What if a dog was chasing her? Not her dog, obviously. A dog was chasing her and she was scared. And this guy said, mekadesh you with the bread. And she says, give it to the dog. And that stops the dog from chasing her. Do we say that the hana that she got, that she saved her, got her life saved, that's what she intended here and she accepts it as kiddushin? Perhaps she could turn around and say, you're chayiv to save me in any case from midoraita. You see another person in trouble, you're obligated to save him. So you're throwing the bread to the dog is not something that I'm seeing as an extraordinary act of generosity on your part. It's what you're obligated to do anyways. The answer is teiku. We don't have a solution. Hitkachli bibkikar, and then she says, tnehu la'ani. The guy says, here, mimi kadesh to me with this loaf, which is give it to that poor man, and a mekudeshet. No good. Afilu ani asamuchala, even if it's an ani, and this is unlike the dog, even if it's an ani who she normally feeds. My tama, why? I'm relay, d'chyech mechayvna beyana. She says, just like I'm chayiv to feed him, you're also chayiv to feed him. We're all chayiv to take care of each other. So the fact that he normally gets fed by me doesn't mean that I have more of an obligation than you. And when you give it to the ani, I'm simply telling you to do your obligation. I'm not accepting kiddushin. Now, okay, so who gavra dahavi kamaz bin chumri patchaita? A guy was selling circles of pieces of glass. Atayi itata, a woman came up to him. Amrale havli chad shucha. She said, give me one piece of it, one bundle of it. Amarla, yahivna lech mikachadli. He said, good, if I give it to you, will be mikadesh to me? She doesn't say yes, she doesn't say no. Amarla, hava mihava. She said, give it already. Amravchama kol hava mihava lav klumu. Ravchama said, that means nothing. That just means, give me the glass. She says, I'm not accepting kiddushin. And we have two more cases like that. A guy was drinking wine in a store. Tayyitata, a woman came. Amrale, habli chad kosa. Give me a cup. Amrale, ya, even alach mikadshadli. If I give you a cup of wine, will you be mikadesh to me? Amrale, ashkuye ashkan. Give me the drink already. Indeed, give me the drink. And again, we see that this is an idiom that won't work in English, is the doubled phrasing. Hashke tashkeni. It'll work in Hebrew, it'll work in Aramaic. Means nothing as far as Kiddushin goes. Hogavad Havai Kashadi Tamar Midikla. A guy was shaking dates off a tree. Atahi itata Amarle Shadili Tarti. She said, give me two of them. Amarla Ishadina Lach Miktashadli. If I give you two, if I give them to you, will you make Kaddish Tamar? Amarle Shadi Mishta. Indeed, send them down. Same ruling. So Naibayalu Hav Ashki Vishadima. What if she just answered with one word? He said, if I give it to you, will you be Mekadesh? Said, give it. Is that, how do we deal with that? I'm Ravina Mikudesh. Ravina says it's valid. Sambarakta Mar Tagana Malka Inam Kudeshit. He said, by the crown of the king, he's taking an oath. It's Nainam Kudeshit. Meaning, it doesn't matter whether she says indeed give or give, any way that she says it without saying yes, it's not Kiddushin. V'hilchata Einam Kudeshit. The halacha is like Rav Sama Barakta and his oath, which is Einam Kudeshit, even if she uses the single word. V'hilchata, this goes back to the previous podcast, Shirai Lo Tzrichi Shuma, we pass on like Rabbah, that Shavei Kesef does not have to be appraised in advance. V'hilchata Ke Rabbah Lazar, the halacha follows Rabbah Lazar, which we had in the previous podcast, which is if you said he'd conchili with this 100, and then you give her a dinar, the kiddushin happened immediately, and then he's chayev to pay the rest, and therefore any kiddushin she might accept after that from somebody else is invalid, and there's no backing out at that point. V'hilchatak Rav Amar Nachman, which is the beginning of our podcast, which is that if you're mekadesh b'mashkon, it's nothing because mana and enkan, mashkon enkan. Okay, in the next podcast, we'll pick up at this point and take a look at Kiddushe Shtar and already begin to look at Kiddushe Bia on Daf Tet Amud Bet, but we will begin on Daf Tet Amud Aleph. In the meantime, everyone should have a wonderful day.